Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering multimodal AI, text, image, voice and video in enterprise contexts for directors, written by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And that word directors is doing a lot of work in that title. This isn't a how-to for the tech team. It's a governance briefing for the board, and that distinction matters.
It really does. The core point Brett makes at the top is that multimodal AI, systems that handle text, images, voice, and video together, is no longer in the pilot phase. It's moving into what he calls mission-critical territory.
So what actually changes when AI goes multimodal? Because to a lot of business owners I speak with, AI still means a chatbot that fields emails.
Good question. Think about a customer who photographs a broken product, speaks their complaint into their phone, and gets a diagnosis back, all in one exchange. That's a multimodal system. Or automated factory inspection using live video feeds analysed alongside sensor logs.
So it's not one capability, it's the combination of inputs that changes what the system can actually do.
Exactly. And Brett's argument is that combination creates both the step change opportunity and a much bigger governance challenge than boards are used to thinking about.
Right, and governance is where a lot of boards tune out, especially if it gets technical quickly.
Which is why Brett's approach is so practical. His first concrete ask of any director reading this, within 45 days, get an inventory of every multimodal initiative in your business, what modality it uses, who owns it, the business case, and the top two risks.
45 days, not by end of year, 45 days.
He's very specific throughout. And the whole framework sits inside what he calls an AI operating system, AIOS, a central management layer that gives boards visibility and control across all AI deployments, not just the multimodal ones.
What does that cover in practice?
He breaks it down. A central catalogue of every model and dataset, a model registry with performance metrics, reusable pipelines, enforced content filters, continuous monitoring, and an automated audit trail. So when a regulator or investor asks what's running, you can show them.
That's the infrastructure that prevents a nasty surprise. And on the risk side, what does Brett flag as the areas boards most often miss?
Biometric data is top of the list. Voice and facial data often sit under specific legal protections depending on jurisdiction. His advice is clear. Before you deploy anything that processes voice or faces, get legal counsel to confirm you're compliant.
That's exactly the thing that catches a board out 3 years later when a regulator comes knocking.
And then there's bias in visual recognition. Models historically underperform on certain demographic groups, so he calls for pre-launch fairness audits with remediation plans. And adversarial risk. Images and audio can be deliberately manipulated, so you need runtime anomaly detectors built into security reviews.
What about the business side? How does Brett connect this to outcomes the CFO will actually care about?
He maps it by function. Sales and marketing, personalized multimedia campaigns, with KPIs like cost per acquisition and brand safety incidents. Customer service, multimodal assistants that handle images and voice for faster triage, measured by first contact resolution and automation rate. Finance and compliance, automated review of recorded calls and meeting footage, tracked by compliance incidents and audit cycle time.
That's useful. It gives the board something concrete to approve or challenge, rather than a vague technology ambition.
And he's explicit that every pilot proposal must include a KPI map, an estimated ROI horizon, and a risk-adjusted expected value. No hand-waving allowed.
What about the people side? That's where the real friction tends to be in any major change program.
He addresses it directly. Phased rollout using AIOS templates, reskilling investment for data engineers and domain experts, and a couple of new roles, multimodal data steward, model ethicist. But importantly, he says communicate transparently with employees about automation impacts and include employee representatives in governance forums for high-impact projects.
So not just a top-down announcement with a glossy slide deck.
No. And his five immediate recommendations for any board are 1. Set up an AI oversight committee chaired by a non-executive director. 2. The 45-day inventory. 3. Adopt AIOS as the standard across all multimodal projects. 4. Commission a legal and privacy review covering biometric data, copyright, and cross-border data transfers. 5. Approve a reskilling plan and a communication program for staff and investors.
That's a board agenda right there.
And he closes with a 5-question checklist for every multimodal investment that comes up. What's the business outcome and the KPIs? Which modalities and why? Top 3 risks and mitigations? Vendor protections? And how will performance and safety be monitored once it's live?
Direct, answerable questions with owners and deadlines. That's what separates a real proposal from a technology pitch.
So one thing to act on this week, Ask your leadership team for that inventory of multimodal initiatives, current and planned, and put a 45-day deadline on it.
And if you want help knowing what to look for, the free AI audit at anabu.ai is a good place to start. The full article is there too.
Thanks for being with us.